Good evening. It's Rabbi Mayevsky, Parshas Emor. Very interesting Parsha because it discusses so many different topics. It begins, obviously, we're well aware, it begins with the restrictions for a Kohen Gadol as opposed to a regular Kohen. Kohen Gadol can't even marry an Almana. In fact, if he becomes a Kohen Gadol, in other words, a regular Kohen can marry an Almana, but if he should become the Kohen Gadol at that point, where he's married to Almana, he is asked to divorce his wife and get a new wife, which is really a very strict situation there, because we would think that possibly this is a wife who understands what's going on, but nevertheless, this is what's required of him. But we move on from that, and when we get to the main portion of the parasha, would seem to be all about the Moadim, all about Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Of course, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but nevertheless, the point is, even when we get to Sukkot, it begins in the Perek when it discusses Perek Lamed Gimel, when it says Ach b'chamisha asar yom, it doesn't even mention, it's very strange in the parsha, it doesn't even mention the whole idea of eating in the Sukkah until 10 Psukim later, from all the way from Mem Gimel to Nun Beis, is when it finally brings up the whole concept of eating in the sukkah. Until then, it discusses various other topics about sukkahs. Of course, finally, it gets to the esrog and lulav, hadasim and aravos. And then finally, at the very end, it says, basukos teshru shivas yamim. It's the juxtaposition of everything. But the most strangest thing is at the very beginning is that right before all the shoro chesed, when we read those psukim, and right before we begin the halachas of all the Pesach Shavuos and Sukkis, it makes a very interesting statement, and it says, "V'losach halalu shem kodshi v'nigdashti b'sog b'nei Yisrael." And of course, a lot of the mefarshim ask, "What does that have to do at this point in time with Yontif? Why would it say it? Let alone for the double lashon, it seemingly v'losach halalu." As Shem Kodshi would seem to include V'nigdashti, or V'nigdashti alone would seem to include V'losach Halalu. One is contingent upon the other. On the surface, it would seem that way. And not only that, but there are other factors involved. And one of the simple answers is that we have to know all the laws of the Yom Tovim, but in knowing all the laws of Yom Tovim, since it says V'samachtu b'chagecha, there is one caveat, and the caveat is, it's Eile Moadei Hashem. These are God's Yom Tovim, and the only way, even though it's V'samachta B'chagecha, the only way that we could celebrate the Yom Tovim properly according to God's dictates is by beforehand knowing V'losach Halalu Hashem Kodshi V'nigdashti B'sok B'nei Yisrael. Because many times in the course of making merry, in the course of merriment and enjoying ourselves, we do something that might be misconstrued, or maybe not misconstrued, maybe it really smacks of Chilul Hashem, or not being making a Kiddush Hashem. And there is where we get to the point over here. And what I mean by that is as follows. When we have a mig, when it says V'losach Halalu Shem Kodshi, it seems very simple that we can go about our daily lives. We get up in the morning, we go to shul, we do everything we're supposed to do, we set aside time for learning, we give tzedakah, and whatever we do, we're seemingly bringing up a family and doing everything correctly, and certainly it's not a Chilul Hashem. But is that V'nigdashti B'sok B'nei Yisrael? We have the added responsibility of every day to being Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Now, what is the difference in reality here? Because it is a very interesting point, is that if somehow I were with somebody making an appeal in shul for whatever the appeal was for, and somebody who's a very wealthy man, He raises his hand and says he gives $100, and everybody falls in line before him, behind him, and starts to say 72, 50, and so on and so forth. The reality, and it seems he gave tzedakah, he gave $100, or even if it was $500, And that seems to be on the surface, it would be a certainly not a Chilul Hashem, would it seem to be. It's a Kiddush Hashem, called out his name, he gave tzedakah, he spurred other people to give tzedakah. It's a wonderful thing. Or somebody steps forward and does something else for the community, he does some kind of magnanimous act for the benefit of his whole community. It seems to be on the surface a big Kiddush Hashem, and we take a look at that person and say it's a wonderful thing that he's doing. The problem becomes, how rich of a person is this? We can't stick our hands in somebody else's pocket, but the reality is, could he have done more? If that person were able to accomplish even more, if he gave 1,000 and for the same amount that it wouldn't have even pricked his finger to give 10,000 or 100,000, as some people might even be able to do, then other people might say, wonderful, look what he gave as a tzedakah. And then there'll be people around who will say, look how wealthy this man is. He could have given much more, or he could have done so much more for the community. And therefore, that is what becomes a chilul Hashem, because people are beginning to talk and say, he could have done more. And that is the problem that we run into many times. There are so many different things that we have to be aware of, that even when we do it and when we seemingly make a Kiddush Hashem, we have to be careful that in the act of being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, could we have done even more? We know that we have in Pirkei Avos, it says, Kol Adam, at the end of days, Yitein Din V'Cheshbon. The Din V'Cheshbon, the Din is what he has done. The Cheshbon is what he could have actually accomplished at the same point in time. Perhaps he could have done more. And V'Losech Halelu Hashem Kodshi V'Nigdashti. How do we arrive at that scenario? We have to take a Din V'Cheshbon. We have to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh every day, like Yaakov Avinu did. How much more could we have done? How better could we have serviced the situation? Could we have a little more patience with somebody? Could we have done even more to help somebody? Did we go out of our way to do something? And these are the things, that's what it says, V'losech halelu shem kodshi v'nigdashti. People are always talking behind our back, regardless of how much good we do. But the problem becomes when people think we could have done more. The problem, however, is a different point of order. Many people don't realize what they're capable of. They don't even begin to think. They think so little of themselves that they don't realize how much they can accomplish. We say that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Anav. That's true. But Moshe Rabbeinu understood his own greatness and understood, and he was able to stand up and take the reins of leadership when it was necessary, because he understood Voyish Moshe Anav Miod. And the Pasuk tells us at the beginning of the parasha early on, it says that it's beside, it says that we shouldn't bring a car, well, we, you know, it says, when somebody shouldn't bring a carbon, kol asher bo mum lo sakrivu. When we bring a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to make sure the animal doesn't have a mum. And the pasuk, sometimes people begin to think, I want to pray to God and ask Him for somebody, ask Him to do things for me. But again, we get into the scenario of, who am I to talk to God? Maybe I'm not worthy. Maybe I can't do it. I am a Baal Mum. I've done averos, and I am not worthy. Let I go to a tzaddik and a behoove, get this great person to intercede for me and get that person to, maybe he will be able to ask Hashem, or maybe he will be able to get the job done, because I am not worthy. I am not able to. I'm just a single ordinary person. Because it says, Kol asher bo mum lo sakrivu. We don't realize that it's only talking about animals sometimes. We belittle ourselves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know to never belittle yourself. All men are worthy. God is looking for the person who is not a Baal Gaiva, somebody who is not a haughty person, somebody who's not arrogant, who thinks on some level that he is meek, but he is still in the eyes of God. God accepts all people with broken hearts, with lives that are less than perfect. And if they are willing to step forward and ask God for things, those are the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to step forward and say, I know what my faults are. I know what my drawbacks are, but I will strive to do better. I will strive to do for my community. I need your help to help me. God wants that person to step forward. That is what it is. And in that way, Velos Chalalu Shem Kodshi, those are the people who are break out of their shells. And even though they seemingly, we see so many people who are not wealthy people, they're not influential people, but they have an idea. And they, all the people that started, for instance, I remember 50, 60 years ago when Hatzolah began and the people were talking about it, there were so many just plain ordinary people who got on the bandwagon. There are so many things that it wasn't rich people or influential people who started these gemachs, who started these various other chesed organizations. They had an idea and they spurred other people to do it. They got people to do, and so many of us can accomplish so much. And what we see in today's day and age, where we have to take a look at what's going on in current events. Many of us feel too timid. Who am I and what could I actually do? Can I accomplish anything? Some of us think we are past our prime. We're not up to going to protests. We understand that. But there are so many little things that we could do. We could talk to people and spur other people on to do something, give speeches, perhaps maybe donate more money, maybe just speak out from whenever we can. And talk to people who don't see the light of day, who don't understand. There are so many people out there who are so ill-informed, and we see the anti-Semitism growing in the world to such a degree. In some places, it's certainly becoming frightening, we see. But there's so much we could do, and maybe so much we could accomplish. It doesn't matter who we are. Every Jew is equal. Katon v'gadol are equal in the eyes of Hashem. We all have that capability, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to put our best foot forward, not only with tzedakah, but in actions every day. We have that capability, large and small, rich and poor. It doesn't make a difference. We all have the ability to make a difference in the world. Kol asher bom lo sakrivu is only with animals, not with human beings. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Mayeski. Thank
You're
you.
welcome. Thank you.